When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian, actor, and game show host Bob Saget, plus Ali Breen, all right after this.
We lost Whitney Houston in the tub, and Elvis on the throne. Oh, no. Mirror on the wall, where have all the good ones gone? Even Jim Morrison met his final doom. Walking the Green Mile, right there in the bathroom. I believe I'll hold it in. Next time I have to go, won't be near porcelain. Whether it's a bubble bath or do it number two, just stay in your kitchen or you might be through. Even Orville Redenbacher went the same way. I blame his bathroom, not the microwave. Lenny Bruce, Judy Garland also on the list. Buddy Holly was headed there, but his plane can't leave this. I believe I'll hold it in. Next time I have to go, won't be near porcelain. Whether it's in the tub or over a bidet, you can bet your ass that Calgon ain't taking me away.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'd like to introduce our guest, Bob Zaney, but Bob isn't here. It's actually Bob Saget.
Right. Who it can be Zaney.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute. You don't know the difference, do you?
Yes, I do.
He's not wearing a suit.
And I inadvertently called Mr. Saget Mr. Zaney in my haste earlier. Now, we are going to switch gears. We'll get back to today in history. What was the last thing we were talking about?
Oh, we're done with it. No, we're going to birthdays.
We were talking about the rating system in movies.
Yes, we were.
Did you know that to get that G rating for The Last Temptation of Christ, they had to use liquid nails?
Oh.
If you're aware of that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting fact.
I didn't know that. You know, it used to be M. It used to be mature. Mm-hmm. James Bond movies were rated M. Which I like because that was the lead character of the movies. M was M. often.
Oh,
often
yeah.
The lead James guys. Bond. Did you say James Bond?
I'm just trying to get... Shaken, not stirred.
That's the James Bond chord. Isn't that great?
That's
I just keep it around. I'm trying.
It is loud, yeah.
I should tell Mr. Saget.
It sounds like the Surfers, but it's John Barry, I believe.
That's correct. Who also did the music for Body Heat. Ooh, good stuff.
Yeah, that was good. Below Frame.
Now, we have a guest on the telephone. The lovely comedian Ali Breen is joining us. Ali, can you hear me okay?
Yes, how are you guys?
Good, Ali. How are you?
Hi, Ali
good,
Breen.
Thanks.
Bob Saget, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Better now.
Now, Ali, we did not warn Mr. Saget that he just couldn't come in here and spout witticisms. He has to actually participate.
In, yes.
And this is kind of like a Dear Abby thing, Bob. I know that you like to help people. You're a very generous soul.
I do.
We're going to help some young lovers. What have we got today, Ali?
Dear Ali, me and my boyfriend moved in together, and the first time he farted in front of me, it was hilarious.
All right. Yeah.
However, now he does it all the time, including trying to fart on my head or Dutch oven me in bed.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh.
Once was funny, but now the fart gates have opened. It's like I'm living with my little brother.
Yeah.
What should I do?
I would go to a non-gassy person. I hate to say, but you have to ask him to stop.
Exactly.
You sure do. You
yes.
have to ask.
And if he doesn't, you can pour paraffin in that thing in the middle of the night.
I think problem is solved.
Yep.
It's relatively nonviolent,
right?
Yeah,
and would certainly be effective,
right?
And then when it's removed, he would have a nice clean
paperweight.
I meant his dirt.
You're talking
his
about
dirt
the,
button.
Oh yeah, that would
yeah.
be
hairless.
Yeah.
And that hairless dirt button is my was my
hairless
one of my
dirt.
Favorite
first
bands.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I think if he loves and respects you, he'll say, yeah okay, yeah. I'm not going to do this anymore.
I think if he's doing that, he's not loving and respecting her.
That's what I think.
Yeah. But
he's just a goofball. It's kind of a weird power move, and it's relatively tasteless.
It's immature, and she needs to find more of a person suitable, I think.
Unless he's got a lot of money, and he's probably...
Or when he sleeps, just start queefing in his face.
Oh.
Now, you can say that, but no, we can't say the...
But he might like that.
Hey, Allie.
Yes.
Did we tell you about Josh's experience at the spa?
No.
Okay, real quick.
Yes.
Josh went to a depilatory spa.
A waxing spa.
Yeah, I got waxed.
Got waxed.
Yes. So South.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a happy ending spa.
It's not visible.
No, it's not. You can't see it. No.
South of the equator, he is now.
In Paraguay?
I got the Brazilian.
They did the
Brazilian. Did he lose a bet, or was this for?
No, he did it on purpose, and then he told us about it. He got a Brazilian, and then on the backside, what do they call that?
A baboon. So they cleared out everything.
The baboon. So he is hairless down there.
Is it still hairless, or is it growing back?
It's growing back, but not. I mean, it's growing back.
Kind of a Don Johnson.
like a 5 o'clock shadow. Oh,
sorry.
Wish I'd said that.
Peach fuzz.
Allie, I want your honest answer. I'm sure that, not to suggest that you've encountered a lot of these in your day, but I mean, you've been around the block a time or two. Do you find
born
that
in the streets of New York?
Do you find that shocking when you run into?
Oh, I thought you were going to say shocking when I get waxed.
No, I'm not. I would never be that personal. Yeah.
He's saying when you meet someone that might need a machete.
If you meet a guy, would you say, hey, look, you might want to?
Or he's down to hardwoods. Is that a shock? There.
I think both is a shot. I like someone who manscapes a little bit, but there I think you if you're go. Down to the hardwoods, as Chick puts it, that is a little shocking. There That's extreme.
Go. Yeah, That's... it was extreme, but I would do it again. And
you,
will.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not sorry about it.
No, either. I think it's part of my lifestyle now.
Double it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to
say. Did your girlfriend request it, or did you just go
No,
for it?
No, but the reviews are in, and they're positive.
Yeah, sadly, it's thumbs, just one thumbs up.
Wait, did you go from
one untangled
full on...
thumb up?
Oh.
Did you go
but the
from
critics crucified
jungle?
Him. Yeah.
Wait, what's that, Allie? A chick was trying to shove something down her throat. That didn't work the first time.
Oh, Josh is now pissed. I love this.
Did you go from full on jungle to nothing, or were you in the in between?
No, I was manscaped.
He was Jumanji.
Okay.
There is something very sad in the world right now, which is the Brazilian forest is on fire.
Forest, yes.
But if all of us went there and it is on fire, you would get a very, very quick man or female mm-hmm. escaping.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Because the fire would just be the burning, well, the sacred.
Yes, of course.
And it would be, you know.
Fire pie.
The burning bush.
Yeah. Even if you're not a ginger.
I didn't want to say it, but it happens. Okay. And yes, it would be a great Jerry Lee Lewis song. I'm afraid to
So you're
talk.
Saying essentially,
you can say great balls of
let's
fire.
Make lemonade out of lemons. Yeah. So let's use that fire for
yes.
something good.
So now have we concluded that this the man who has excessive flatulence.
He's a jerk. Week. He's immature. Get rid of him.
Ask him to stop.
I have a more stealthy solution.
What?
Although I think Bob's is correct. What if you started putting that stuff Beano in all his food?
Oh.
So he's suddenly.
Oh, he lost the ability.
He'd be unable to do this, and he'd probably be trying so hard, he'd probably.
Oh, well, that's going to be bad for her.
End up with a prolapse.
Oh, no. Jeez, Tom.
She probably put a whole box in.
You took that a little far.
This
turned it into a
crime. We're trying to help this boy.
You're going to help her, but now his burps are going to stink.
Is that how that works?
Oh.
Okay, next. That's one for our team. Next.
Dear Allie, I really love dirty talk. When I try to get my girlfriend to talk dirty, she talks about growing old together and other stuff. She loves me.
Whoa.
Wait
a minute.
How is growing
talk
old
dirty
together
to me. You
dirty.
And I will once wear adult diapers. Yes. Not that dirty.
I think it's that or curly fried toenails.
Yeah.
God.
It's like she turns it from a porno into a Christian-themed event. No matter how dirty I try to get, she turns it around to stuff about love. What should I do?
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's fighting it.
She's not into it.
Yeah, well, those are two different people. Those are one.
But it would be super cool if she did that for a couple minutes and then switched gears.
Well, that happens, too. A lot of people that are very patriarchal. What? That's matriarchal. that are very much, you know, religious or want to conform and want to be very respectable and want to be Hallmarky, want to be love letters and stuff.
Yeah,
when
they turn,
you get them at a certain amount, you know, man or woman.
Get
or,
enough alcohol in them and they'll do just about anything.
I found that with a sheep once. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very, never, very pious sheep.
Never came down from the mountain. It was longer than going through all those dates in history.
I'm sorry. Okay, Allie, another problem. Another problem solved. Next, what do you got?
You should tell her if they won't grow old together unless he puts something in her butt. Or does
yeah, you could do that.
That's right.
You could turn it around that way.
Oh, my gosh.
You could do that, yeah.
Was that too much?
Yes. No, that was perfect.
But that's the second question after that happens. is that too much?
What's next, Allie?
All right. Dear Allie, I met a girl on Tinder. We slept together on the fourth date, and as a joke, when she left, I said, I left the money on the dresser.
Oh,
always a classic.
Not laugh.
Yeah, hilarious. Of course she didn't.
They're both at fault for swiping to get to this.
She didn't laugh. Is that what she said? Yeah.
She did not laugh, and now she won't return my calls.
Well, of course
I tried apologizing
not.
And said I made a bad joke, but she won't talk to me at all. Is it really so bad what I did?
Stupid whore.
Well, the question is, did she take the cash?
That's right. Yeah, she took the money, though, didn't she? Leave?
No, she doesn't have a sense of humor. It's over. Don't bother.
Right, but you were a Tinder date.
Tinder was very difficult.
Yeah, she was just looking for. She got what she wanted, and if she
they went out four times. They didn't have sex till the fourth day.
Well, so first off, you did Tinder wrong.
That's right.
I've met people in relationships on Tinder.
Well,
I mean,
of course,
long relationships, but it's rare. It's true.
Right,
but he shouldn't have said that. That's disrespectful.
You think it's funny?
Well, if he,
it's funny if
it's that important.
3 years into a relationship and you know each other pretty well.
By the way, I have an interesting idea about this. What if there was money on the dresser? She rolled it up. He turned out to be the guy with the flatulence problem. She shoves it up his butt.
There we go.
Well, and then his money stinks.
Well, now we've solved it.
All he's got is a $2 right. bill. Yeah.
If this is some sort of litmus test, he needs to find somebody who will laugh at that joke.
Exactly.
And she can return to Tinder.
Oh, no. Bob, I'd like your Bob Saget, professional comedian.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us your opinion on?
Hey, they're not all three pointers.
I think it's excellent. It's his show.
I think it's excellent.
I think he's been on the air.
I have a question.
Deserves that joke,
Allie.
Yes.
Back to the now. Was it the guy wanted his girlfriend to talk dirty?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, because I think now what are the limits on that? Like, could she bring up his mom?
Well, wait a minute.
That would not be dirty talk.
That's not dirty.
That's what I think about the stop a masseuse.
That's either really clean talk or the filthiest talk.
You don't know how to do this, do you?
Tom doesn't know how to talk dirty. Of course not.
No, of course not.
I'm an educated man.
You don't talk as dirty as my mama used to.
When she see what happens?
When she breastfed me. When I was 40.
We are solving problems.
Oh,
okay, Allie, we have time for one more, Allie.
Hard pass. Okay.
Dear Allie, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and 2 months ago discovered that he was texting his ex. He didn't see her or hook up, but he was saying things like he's been dreaming about her lately and missed her, and she's been the only one who ever understood him.
Uh-oh.
This hurts as much as cheating. What should I do?
It's over.
I think it might be over.
Yeah.
It's mental cheating.
Yeah.
You can have a love affair in your mind. I'm having one with everyone here right now. There's no one here I don't want to mount.
I'm talking dirty about your late mother.
I was going to say even
she would like
the
she loves the attention.
Yeah,
that's
I hate
okay. I like him so much.
Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
It sounds like he's
out, checked out.
Yeah. Well, also there's something to be said in don't read other people's texts, but there's also something to be said in it lights up and you look at it,
right.
And that's the nightmare that a lot of people are living.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Allie.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk
bye,
to you
next Allie.
Week.
See you, Allie.
Bye.
So have we finished today in history?
We haven't done birthdays. Should we do those?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Leonard?
Time now.
Long show, Bob.
Man.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Damn birthday.
Thank you, Leonard.
Born on this day, November 1st, 1942, Larry Flint.
No kidding?
Yes.
Standing ovation.
There it is.
And sadly, he's been in a wheelchair. Wasn't he shot by something?
Long time ago.
And he's still doing okay. Well, I guess that's, you know.
Still breathing.
Don't you do a Larry Flint?
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Yes, you do. You do a great Larry Flint impression.
Yeah, you do.
Isn't it just something like this?
Are you not up to date on correspondence?
Oh.
Christy?
No, sorry. This will make you happy, chick. Born on this date in 1944. Kinky Friedman.
Oh, I love Kinky Friedman.
Perfect.
I used to go see him when I was a comedian.
So does Tom.
Here we go.
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen. Liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my babies.
Sorry.
And before we get letters,
yeah,
that's satire.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's comedy music from a while ago.
A long time ago.
Many decades in 1912.
Right.
Kinky Friedman. Now, get ready for this one. You've spent a lot of time in New York City.
Oh, God.
For sure.
Was it upstairs at Max's Kansas City? I went to see Kinky Friedman, and the opening act was a kid named Billy Joel.
Whoa.
And when I met Billy, I said, hey, do you remember opening for a guy named Kinky? And he immediately knew. Yep. Because we talked about that. It was, and then about a week later, he had his first mega hit.
Hmm.
He just released that first big. What would be?
We didn't start the fire. Yeah.
No.
That was not his first hit.
Uptown Girl.
Nope, that would be the one. I'm sorry. Back to
everybody's favorite divorce song.
Yeah. Born on this date in 1957, Lyle Lovett.
Love Lyle.
Now he's talented.
He's great.
Yes.
Well, so's Kinky. No, have you ever met Kinky?
Yes, I actually was at the club Stars, owned by Steven Starr, in Philadelphia when I was 17. But I couldn't open for him because I was a guitar act.
Oh.
And he was basically doing great country guitar comedy songs. So I looked up.
And he ran for president.
I did, yes, he did.
And I believe.
So did Pat Paulson.
Oh, every cycle Pat Paulson was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, but what? Yeah, Kinky's sister runs a great animal shelter, so he's an interesting guy.
Is it a Kinky shelter?
I don't know. It's, the animals really want to get out.
We don't want to live anymore. Sorry, back to you. Are we finished yet?
No, born on this date in 1960, Tim Cook.
Okay.
62, Anthony Kiedis.
Very fine musician.
1972, Toni Collette, very fine actress.
Yeah, very good.
And I can't believe she made the list. 1972, born on this date, Tom's favorite, Jenny McCarthy.
Boo.
Ah.
She's only lived this long thanks to vaccines.
Are you saying that
she's an idiot?
Tom doesn't care for her.
I want to see her. I want to see her in a wheelchair and braces with polio, naked and Playboy. That'll take all the humor out of her.
But did she do something rude to you at one point?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's you know that
she was rude on the air.
No. Do you know what her sister's kids call her?
No.
Anti-vax.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. You think? All right.
This is all going to be part of what's her name?
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy hearings. That's what I was trying to say. Sorry, what's her name is always good for it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.